In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Hameem. A gradually sent down revelation from the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. This is a book whose signs have been elaborated, an Arabic Qur'an, for a people who have knowledge, a bearer of good news and a warner, but most of them turn away from it, and so they do not listen. They say, our hearts are in veils, which close them to what you invite us, and there is a deafness in our ears, and there is a curtain between us and you, so act as your faith requires. We too are acting according to our own. Say, I am just a human being like you. It has been revealed to me that your God is the one God, so be steadfast toward him, and plead to him for forgiveness, and woe to the polytheists, those who do not pay the zakat, and disbelieve in the hereafter. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, there will be an everlasting reward for them. Say, do you really disbelieve in him who created the earth in 2 days and ascribe partners to him? That is the Lord of all the worlds. He set in it firm mountains rising above it, and blessed it, and ordained therein its various means of sustenance in 4 days, alike for all the seekers of the means of sustenance. Then he turned to the heaven, and it was smoke, and he said to it, and to the earth, come, willingly or unwillingly. They said, we come, heartily. Then he set them up as 7 heavens in 2 days, and revealed in each heaven its ordinance. We have adorned the lowest heaven with lamps and guarded them. That is the ordaining of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. But if they turn away, say, I warn you of a thunderbolt, like the thunderbolt of Ad and Thamud. When the apostles came to them, before them and in their own time, saying, worship no one except Allah, they said, had our Lord wished, he would certainly have sent down angels to us. We indeed disbelieve in what you have been sent with. As for the people of Ad, they acted arrogantly in the earth unduly, and they said, who is more powerful than us? Did they not see that Allah, who created them, is more powerful than them? They used to impugn our signs. So we unleashed upon them an icy gale during ill-fated days, that we might make them taste the punishment of disgrace in the life of the world. Yet the punishment of the hereafter is surely more disgraceful, and they will not be helped. As for the people of Thamud, we guided them, but they preferred blindness to guidance. So the bolt of a humiliating punishment seized them because of what they used to earn. And we delivered those who had faith and were God-wary. The day when the enemies of Allah are marched out toward the fire, and they shall be held in check. When they come to it, their hearing will bear witness against them, and their sight and their skins concerning what they used to do. They will say to their skins, why did you bear witness against us? They will say, we were given speech by Allah, who gave speech to all things. He created you the first time, and to him you are being brought back. You did not use to conceal yourselves, lest your hearing should bear witness against you, or for that matter your sight or your skin, but you thought that Allah did not know most of what you did. That misjudgment that you entertained about your Lord ruined you, so you became losers. Should they be patient, the fire is their abode, and should they seek to propitiate, they will not be redeemed. We have assigned them companions, who make to seem decorous to them whatever is before them, and whatever is behind them. And the word came due against them, as it did against the nations that passed away before them of jinn and humans. They were indeed losers. The faithless say, do not listen to this Qur'an, and hoot it down, so that you may prevail over the apostle. We will surely make the faithless taste a severe punishment, and we will surely requite them for the worst of what they used to do. That is the requital of the enemies of Allah, the fire. In it they will have an everlasting abode, as a requital for their impugning our signs. The faithless will say, our Lord, show us those who led us astray from among jinn and humans, so that we may trample them under our feet, so that they may be among the lowermost. Indeed, those who say our Lord is Allah, and then remain steadfast, the angels descend upon them, saying, do not fear, nor be grieved. Receive the good news of the paradise which you have been promised. We are your friends in the life of this world and in the hereafter, and you will have in it whatever your souls desire, and you will have in it whatever you ask for. As a hospitality from one all-forgiving, all-merciful. Who has a better call than him who summons to Allah and acts righteously and says, Indeed, I am one of the Muslims. Good and evil conduct are not equal. Repel evil with what is best. If you do so, behold, he between whom and you was enmity will be as though he were a sympathetic friend. But none is granted it except those who are patient, and none is granted it except the greatly endowed. Should a temptation from Satan disturb you, seek the protection of Allah. Indeed, he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Among his signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun nor to the moon, but prostrate to Allah who created them, if it is him that you worship. But if they disdain the worship of Allah, those who are near your Lord glorify him night and day, and they are not wearied. Among his signs is that you see the earth desolate, but when we send down water upon it, it stirs and swells. Indeed, he who revives it is the reviver of the dead. Indeed, he has power over all things. Indeed, those who commit sacrilege in our signs are not hidden from us. Is someone who is cast in the fire better off, or someone who arrives safely on the day of resurrection? Act as you wish. Indeed, he sees best what you do. Indeed, those who defy the reminder when it comes to them, indeed, it is an august book. Falsehood cannot approach it, from before it nor from behind it. A gradually sent down revelation from one all-wise, all-laudable. Nothing is said to you except what has already been said earlier to the apostles before you. Indeed, your Lord is forgiving and one who metes out a painful retribution. Had we made it a non-Arabic Qur'an, they would have surely said, Why have not its signs been articulated? What, a non-Arabian scripture and an Arabian prophet? Say, For those who have faith, it is a guidance and healing. But as for those who are faithless, there is a deafness in their ears, and it is lost to their sight. They are as if they were called from a distant place. Certainly we gave Moses the book, but differences arose about it. And were it not for a prior decree of your Lord, judgment would have been made between them, for they are indeed in grave doubt concerning it. Whoever acts righteously, it is for his own soul, and whoever does evil, it is to its detriment. And your Lord is not tyrannical to the servants. On him devolves the knowledge of the hour, and no fruit emerges from its covering, and no female conceives or delivers except with his knowledge. On the day when he will call out to them, Where are my partners? They will say, We have apprised you that there is no witness amongst us. What they used to invoke before has forsaken them, and they know there is no escape for them. Man is never wearied of supplicating for good, and should any ill befall him, he becomes hopeless, despondent. And if we let him have a taste of our mercy after distress has befallen him, he will surely say, This is my due. I do not think the hour will ever set in, and in case I am returned to my Lord, I will indeed have the best reward with him. But we will surely inform the faithless about what they have done, and will surely make them taste a harsh punishment. When we bless man, he is disregardful and turns aside. But when an ill befalls him, he makes protracted supplications. Say, Tell me if it is from Allah, and you disbelieve in it. Who will be more astray than someone who is in extreme defiance? Soon we shall show them our signs in the horizons and in their own souls until it becomes clear to them that he is the real. Is it not sufficient that your Lord is witness to all things? Look, they are indeed in doubt about the encounter with their Lord. Look, he indeed comprehends all things.